Okay, let's talk about premium fees, because I know that when you first come to doing transformational work, in fact, even when you're doing transactional work, most of us feel resistance to charging premium fees. We tend to be like afraid that we're just being greedy, or we start to worry that we'll be perceived as greedy, even if we don't perceive ourselves as greedy. And we ask ourselves, if this work is so easy for me, why would I charge such high fees for it? If it's so easy for me, if it's so effortless, why would I do that? And this is so important, because as you start creating your offers and thinking about like a 3 month container, or a 6 month container, or whatever length of container you choose, when you start thinking about that and you start thinking about charging multiple five figure fees for those containers, and maybe even six figure fees depending on where you're starting from, when you start to think about doing that, it can all just feel like a bit, wow, that's just too much. It's too big. How can I ask that of somebody? When, and we create all sorts of projections as well, which I'm going to come to in the next training. But you start to really think about, like, how can I possibly charge this? How can this thing that is so easy for me, how can I charge a high fee for it? And here's a real thing, thing being the best word I can come up with right now, to get your head around. If you don't charge a premium fee for it, it will sell to people who don't value it. It will sell to people who expect to just get results because they paid money. And the problem with selling to people who just expect to get results because they paid money is that they don't do the work. And if they don't do the work, then your work can't become everything that it is meant to be. Your insights and your wisdom fall on at least semi-deaf ears when people aren't ready. And so your purpose, the impact that you are supposed to make, the huge evolutionary leaps that your work is meant to create in transformation with another person or other people, cannot be realized. It cannot happen because the people who come in are not able to take your work and evolve with it. And if they are not evolving, then they cannot compel you. And by compel, I mean like on a subconscious emotional level, they cannot pull you, let's call it pulling you, they cannot pull you towards your next level with them. You cannot evolve unless you work with the clients who can pick up what you put down and evolve with it. So this is why, and I'm going to really get into readiness and what makes a person ready in the next training, but I really want you to recognize here that putting a fee on your work, even when it's effortless, is a really, really crucially important step. It's so important that you get this right by not underselling, because underselling leads to underdelivery. Underdelivery on your part, underperformance on the part of the client, under evolution for both of you. This is why it's so important. And here, the reality is, money is a completely made up construct, like completely made up, completely meaningless, and yet it's an essential part of life. In our current reality, in the current structures that we have, it is a crucial part of life, even though it's a completely made-up construct. It's also the way that we measure value exchange. And because your work is so valuable, it has to, like literally has to, have that high ticket premium price tag, because you really do want to be calling in the people who will, not even just calling them in, but working with the people who will move heaven and earth to transform their realities. And that includes finding the money or the way to come up with the money, using the money that they have. It doesn't necessarily matter whether they already have the money or whether they find a way to get the money. It all comes down to readiness. And again, I'm going to talk about that shortly, but readiness needs to be measured alongside the willingness to stump up the money. So I really want you to think about that, and I want you to think about a fee. You know, like we were talking about the premium nature of transformational work before, I really want you to think about a fee that allows you to feel really abundant and really safe and really free to make a lot of time to just be while holding your clients in consciousness, so that those best, biggest insights can come through without you obsessing over where is the next client coming from? What do I need to launch? What fee do I need to be charging? And yes, I would expect your fees initially to feel a little bit uncomfortable, like a little bit of a stretch, hopefully a lot of a stretch. But they shouldn't feel so impossible that you can't ever imagine charging them. The reality is, depending on where you are, you may well wind up underselling yourself at this point. But that's okay, because we're only module 4. We still have 2 more modules to go. We still have so much more to talk about. And as we progress, that number will start to become more and more, it will become more and more obvious to you that it needs to be at a certain level. Again, if you're in the VIP, please, please, please bombard me with this, because it's so important that we get this number right for you. And of course, if you're in the VIP, you also have that implementation call coming up during module 6, where we can really nail this down for you. And if you don't have the VIP, you can absolutely do this yourself. Just really do think about where that number feels really perfect, like inside. And again, you might want to do that thing where we check in head, heart, gut, and higher self, because if you're feeling resistance, chances are it's only in one or two of those places. And as you delve into that, you will be able to see where it's coming from, and we can start to neutralize that resistance.